The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We'll need that deposit this week, my man. You got the victory, dude.
That song tingles a little bit more today.
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it?
Does.
Sure does. Congratulations, you did it.
Hey, we finally got one.
Finally got one. We were fucking dancing all around it all goddamn year.
All it took was Scotty to miss a five-footer, probably intentionally.
I mean,
he might have. I don't know.
I finally went back and watched it, and I was like, wait a minute. Maybe there's something to your theory there.
Never even close.
No.
I think he's just tired. I think he wanted to get home. Yeah. He's like, I don't want to play another hole.
He's like, I'm good. I'm good for this. He's not playing this week.
No. So. He showed that he could do it, though. He's like, yeah, I'm going to stick it really close. And so he's like, fuck, I'm so good at golf.
Yeah, let's just push this and get the fuck out of here. I'm all done with it. Strange year.
Weird year.
Strange year. Because if you take Scottie Scheffler out of it for the year, every other winner has been 40-1 plus for every single one of these tournaments. What the fuck is happening, dude? Steven Yeager was 40-1.
Yeah, it's the uprising of the scrubs.
Is it? Or is it just half the talent is now in LIV and we're just not getting the dudes?
It's not that. It's, man, the stars aren't showing up. They're, I don't know what it is. Maybe they're just kind of waiting. Maybe they're pissed off. Like, you know, the Hovlands, the Rorys. You know, they put all of their eggs into that basket last year with the designated events. And Jay just kind of stabbed them in the back on, was it June 6th?
Yep.
And, yeah, maybe they're just not motivated anymore. They're just waiting for the majors. And they're just kind of going through the motions. And a bunch of these guys, though, are... Like Steven Yeager, first win on the tour, and like I think 135 starts or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's gnarly. We've picked him in the past. He finally was able to break through. But I look at the Valero, which is this week. Rory McIlroy's the favorite. It's 9.5-1.
No thanks.
No, me neither. He's not winning. So,
Also, do you want to win the week before the Masters? Probably not. You want to blow that?
Well, so that's the other part of it for me. Like. Do you play like a guy like Rory? Do you play the first two rounds so that you have the practice in, you got the reps in, and then boom, you miss the cut intentionally so you can take off and go to Augusta?
I don't think you miss the cut. I think you intentionally do what I suspect Scotty was doing last week, where you just try stuff out. It's like, I'm going to hit a flop shot here that I probably wouldn't normally hit. I'm going to maybe try to hit this, hit that. It just kind of like get in the lab. Try things out.
Yeah, if you're rich enough, you can do this. Now, there's guys on tour that can't afford to do this, and then some of them who are hoping to win just so they'll get to play in the Masters next week.
Yeah, Rory's just, you know, if something's a little off, work on that all week. You know, if the driver's off, maybe try to work on the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a week where you just kind of get everything right going into the Masters.
It makes sense. Help me out with this one, because this one doesn't make sense. The second favorite in this is Ludvig. 12-1?
Vegas loves Ludvig. And I mean, I love Ludvig, but...
12-1?
I know.
I mean, what the fuck? He's never won.
That's insane.
Or no, he won
once. He's won.
Yeah, but in the
off-season. He's won twice. Well, he won in the fall. He won in Europe, and then he won on the PGA Tour. So, I mean, he's got two wins under his belt, and he's gonna... He is set... His career is going to be great. He's going to have a lot of wins on the PGA Tour.
It is, but 12-1.
They're just getting ahead of it.
That's nuts, man.
I know.
I can't even put money on him there because I don't trust him enough to win. I bet him, I think, twice this year. But I don't trust that at all. With that being said, who do you got at Valero Texas Open this week?
Well, I don't have Corey Connors or Jordan Spieth, who I believe are the next two up or two of the next three up.
No. No, they're not. They're down the board here. I've got one of them.
Oh, you do? Of course you do. Corey Connors won here a couple times.
I've got Corey Connors.
Of course you do.
It's 20. It's 25-1.
Yeah, whatever.
25-1.
I'm not taking Spieth because Spieth's
I'm just not either.
Spiething right now.
Yeah, I'm not taking Jordan Spieth.
It is the week after Easter, though. This is typically where he gets his win, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has risen.
Typically, he is risen, Spieth, yeah, dude. Yeah.
He did last year, I believe.
I won that last year with him.
It was a tournament around Easter. It was either last year or 2 years ago. But Valero Texas Open this week, we're going with a guy who's kind of on a bit of a low-key heater, playing really good golf. Billy Ho.
Yeah.
Billy Ho at 35-1. We're putting $100 there. And then the rest of my picks are gross. You're not going to like these guys. It's a bunch of geriatrics.
All right. Who do you got?
We're going with some old heads. We're going with, first off, Lucas Glover.
Wow.
At 75-1.
Wow. I haven't heard that name in a while.
$100 there. Then we're going Ryan Moore.
Never heard of that guy.
At 125-1. $50 there. And then, again, hold your nose for these picks. Top 10, Kevin Streelman, 19-1.
Wow.
$100. And then, let's do it. Jimmy Walker.
Come on.
Top 10, 55-1.
Jesus Christ.
$50 there.
That'll pay off at what? 2,800, three
what's,
grand?
What's half ish? Of $5,500?
Yeah, 2,750.
Yeah. So for a top 10. It's insane, right? Then we're going top 20s on Lucas Glover, Matt motherfucking Kuchar.
Wow.
Ryan Moore.
Okay.
Charlie Hoffman.
Sure.
Plus 450. Aaron Baddeley, I actually kind of like this pick. He's plus 550 for a top 20, $100. I believe he showed up and was leading 2 weeks ago at the Valspar.
No shit.
Yeah, okay. He was leading at the Valspar a couple weeks ago. And then Ryan Palmer, the Texan, plus 600 for a top 20, $100 there. So yeah, to win, Billy Ho, Lucas Glover, Ryan Moore, top 10s on Kevin Streelman, Jimmy Walker, Lucas Glover, top 20. Kuchar, Ryan Moore, Charlie Hoffman, Aaron Baddeley, and Ryan Palmer.
Okay.
Again, I hate these picks, but they're probably going to hit.
Look, they're hilarious, and on a week like this, right before the Masters, I don't know. Like, you don't know what people's motivations are. So, are you picking people?
I'm going off data. This is, for whatever reason, in San Antonio, TPC San Antonio, these guys always appear on the leaderboard. No matter how old they are, they get it done, so...
That's why I picked Corey Connors at 25-1. He's won. So he's there. I'm going with guys that are looking for a little momentum into the Masters. I hate this guy so much. I don't like this guy at all. I don't like watching him. Nothing. It's Brian Harman at 35-1. It's 35-1, though. And he's been playing great. And he's trying to get ready for the Masters there. Like,
always twitchy.
Yeah, dude. He's just takes like a little to hit. He's a little fucking troll, dude. And I'm just...
He's a lefty, too.
He is, dude.
And if he plays well here, maybe a pick at Augusta.
Correct. And so I think because of how well he has been playing at 35-1, I'm not going to pass on him
there. I think you would like him, though, as a person.
In real life?
Yeah. I think he would be a good fit for the show. For
really?
Drinking Bros, yeah.
Okay.
Big time hunter. Really just doesn't even... want to golf, just kind of wants to support his hunting habit.
Well, there is, like, you can see certain players when there's an aggressiveness in their eyes, and he definitely wants to win.
He's a Georgia guy, too.
Yeah, he's a Georgia boy.
You'd have a lot to connect over.
Probably. He just looks like a little hobbit to me. And whenever he pulls that hat off and it's clean, it's bald like that.
He used to have a full head of hair.
It's a mess.
He used to have the Bama bangs.
Yeah, it's a mess down there.
The frat swoop.
Yep. My last pick is going to be Russell Henley at 45-1.
Take him. He's officially on my banned list.
I get it.
I hate Russell Henley.
This is simply, by the way, this is simply because everybody else, like I said at the top of the show, who has won, but besides Scheffler, has been at 40+1.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one guy that is above it. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. It was either him or Adam Scott.
Kind of why I went with my picks. I mean, Billy Ho, 35-1. Wish I got a better number there. I thought I was going to at least get like 45 or 50-1. But we'll take 35-1. It's fine. But Lucas Glover, Ryan Moore, I feel good about those two.
Okay.
But then, man, I just hate putting money on Kuch. I hate putting money on Charlie Hoffman. But you have to do it.
Because you hate them.
But you have to.
Yeah.
With the course history and just.
Kevin Streelman's real interesting to me.
Streelman at 19-1. Yeah.
I like the wheels of Streel up there.
That's interesting. Jimmy Walker 55-1 is just for the lulz. That's just for. That's shits and gigs. It'd be really funny if that hits. If I win like almost $3,000 on a top 10, that's hilarious.
I can't even find these guys on the regular board here. Like Matt Kuchar, just going down this list, is 125-1.
Yeah, he is.
To win this week.
Yeah, he is. Maybe sprinkle that.
I mean, it's not out of the question. He usually plays well.
Every year he shows up here.
And he plays well at Augusta every year.
Yeah, he'll lead on Thursday, him and Charlie Hoffman.
Yeah.
Even though Charlie Hoffman, I don't think he's qualified for Augusta yet. So he might need to win this week.
There's some crazy names all the way down here. I'm looking at Scott Stallings at fucking 200-1.
He missed the cut last week.
Cam Champ.
I think he withdrew last week.
50-1. Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of these names, like Joel Damon, he's been playing well. He's at 200-1.
Yeah.
Down there.
But never plays well here. I don't think he's made a cut here.
I think he will this year. He's been playing pretty well. And then heading into the Masters, all these guys. I mean, Jesus Christ. Stuart Sink is on this list down here.
Vegas is really getting in depth with data golf and all the guys that like the rabbit hole and everything. So you'll kind of see how the odds coincide with shots gained and mm-hmm. the data with each course. So, yeah, guys that will play them well but have like terrible course history, you'll get a pretty good number, like Joel Damon.
I love picking Texas guys on a course like this who've probably played this course, you know, a few hundred times in their life.
Yeah, so Palmer.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to steal a couple of these bets on the back ends. But yeah, one more time with your picks.
Going Billy Ho, Lucas Glover, Ryan Moore, and then top 10s on Streelman, Jimmy Walker, and top 20s on Lucas Glover, Matt Kuchar, Ryan Moore, Charlie Hoffman, Aaron Baldy, and Ryan Palmer.
All right. And I got Corey Connors at 25-1. Brian Harman at 35-1. And then Russell Henley at 45-1. Delco, you're officially up 1-0 on the year. Looking to tie you here. Also happy to report that we will be at the Masters next week. Not sure which day, Thursday or Friday, depending upon a celebrity's schedule. But we will be in Augusta. Got a flight out on Saturday. Okay. Obviously impossible on Sunday or Monday.
Now, how quick does Dan get kicked out of Augusta for being on his phone?
You can't have phones.
I know.
You can't have anything. I know. They won't even let you in. So, well, last time I was there, somebody had an iWatch. Nope. That's gone as well. So they'll either lock it up in a Yonder. You have the option to put it in a locker. That's what I love about it personally, is you are off the grid for the entire day in the most beautiful place that you will ever see in real life. And you have no option to do any of that shit.
I know. I think Holloway might shoot somebody.
I wonder how he'll do out there.
Yeah, I don't think well.
With somebody like that without electronics?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think he's going to get booted out.
He might.
He might get kicked out of the Masters.
He might just leave and go to Hooters across the street. That Hooters is literally across the street, by the way.
That's all they have. Augusta, other than the Masters, is kind of a shithole.
Yeah, have you been?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah,
I've heard.
It's a shithole.
Like going to Louisville, right? Kentucky Derby.
100%.
Total shithole.
Well, you go around and you're like, man, is there a nice restaurant here? Okay, there's one, and then everything else is an Olive Garden, Hooters, some form of Chili's, and a BW. Threes or
looking forward
like
to it.
Yeah,
let's go.
It's a blast. I might
get a certain somebody at Hooters.
Yeah, hope
for
so.
The interview.
So, hope so. We'll yeah, see.
You know, buy tune some in. Of his merch.
Exactly. Tune in next week. Obviously, we're going hard for the Masters next week as well. But we won't let you down. We're still giving picks this week for Valero and treating it like it's the Masters, God damn it. And you should too. Head on over to mybookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINGBROS. To double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And all odds read on the show are directly off of my bookie. So these odds you're going to get in real life if you bet them when the show airs. Good luck to you out there. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.